podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Cultivating Calm, a podcast all about anxiety and how to overcome it. Anxiety can quickly overwhelm our lives with stress and worry, but this podcast works to help relieve those anxious thoughts and feelings. In this series, I will be discussing not only what anxiety is, but ways in which to calm the mind and tips on how to cope with your anxiety in new and effective ways. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cultivating Calm. This episode is about learning to practice self-love and how you can incorporate self-love into your everyday life. In this episode, I will touch on what self-love is, how it can help you overcome anxiety, why self-love is important, and different ways to practice self-love. Let's start with talking about what self-love is. Self-love means accepting yourself fully, being kind to yourself, treating yourself with respect, nurturing your mind and body, and overall loving who you are. According to Very Well Mind, people who struggle with generalized anxiety disorder often find themselves struggling with low self-esteem. They may have poor confidence in themselves or think they are worthless. Having low self-esteem can greatly increase feelings of anxiety because you are contributing more to the factors that are already causing you to have anxiety. Being down on yourself and looking at yourself in a negative view will not help your anxiety in any way, which is why it is so incredibly important to practice self-love so you can work toward overcoming anxiety instead of contributing to it. I know that for me, I tend to have lower confidence in myself because of my anxiety, and I doubt myself all the time. I never believe in my capabilities to do well with tasks or achieve certain goals, and I often ask myself questions regarding my everyday life events and or my long-term goals, such as, there is no way that you are going to be able to complete all of these assignments today, or are you sure that you have the mentality and ability to become a nurse, and so many other questions like that. When I ask myself these questions, I don't second guess them because I'm so used to putting myself down. But once I learned what self-love and self-respect were, I realized that I am very hard on myself and I need to love myself more, which is why I'm sharing the importance of self-love as part of overcoming your anxiety, because practicing self-love has allowed me to gain some of that confidence and love for myself back, and I have started to become so much more proud of myself. Practicing self-love has so many benefits, not only for your anxiety, but for your entire life. According to Diane Petrella, a licensed psychotherapist and life coach, self-love is your secret weapon to living a fulfilling life. That's because your inner world creates your outer world. I love this quote because it's so true. Your brain is an information processing system, and everything that we experience from the outer world gets processed in our inner world. The way that we view our outer world is all dependent on our inner world. Petrella says that there are many benefits to practicing self-love daily. She starts with saying that self-love allows you to fill in the gaps external sources of love may leave. Everyone lives with different experiences, and sometimes that may come with different family or friend situations. If a person feels as if they are lacking love from their loved ones, they can always rely on self-love. If you love yourself, you may not need that affirmation from others, but again, this is different for everyone. And Petrella also says that self-love motivates you to make healthy choices in life. This is because you will care more about yourself and your well-being, causing you to eat healthier, exercise more, and take care of your physical self overall. Self-love is also important for setting boundaries in relationships because you know your self-worth and what you deserve, and therefore will only settle for others to treat you with the respect and care and love that you fully deserve. Petrella continues by saying that operating from a place of self-love can give us the strength and courage to make it through times of adversity without having to engage in self-abuse or neglect. We as humans can be very hard on ourselves at times. When things don't go our way, or we don't achieve something the first time, we bring ourselves down and we lose hope. But self-love will encourage you to push through those hard times and cheer yourself on rather than tear yourself down. You will and are always going to be your number one priority and biggest supporter. This leads me to my final argument as to why self-love is so important, which is that no one is responsible for their own happiness but themselves. You can have endless praise and love from your family and friends, but if you don't feel that same love for yourself, it will not mean anything to you. You have to be happy with yourself and love yourself first in order to be truly happy. Now that I've talked about why self-love is so important, I'm going to get into the different kinds of self-love. There are five main types of self-love: physical self-love, emotional self-love, mental and intellectual self-love, social self-love, and spiritual self-love. Let's start with physical self-love. This type of self-love involves loving your physical appearance, taking care of your body, and surrounding yourself with a clean and welcoming environment. Hating our bodies and not taking care of them greatly increases our anxiety because we become so infatuated with our physical selves that we forget to take care of our mental state, and it can even overwhelm our minds with hatred and self-deprecating thoughts. To prevent this, let me share a few ways to show love to our physical selves. Learning to love your physical appearance is so important for loving yourself, but this is really hard for so many people, including myself. First, I want you to believe in self-fulfilling prophecies. A self-fulfilling prophecy is an expectation about something or someone that affects a person's behavior or beliefs to the point where it can cause those expectations to become a reality. Apply this to yourself. If you believe that you are a beautiful person and you look great, then you are. You will eventually be able to convince yourself that you are worthy and deserve to be loved. So continue to hype yourself up. This goes hand in hand with nitpicking at your body and focusing on your flaws. You may see your flaws in your body in a completely different way than others may see them. So try and minimize how much you pick yourself apart and rather focus on the parts of yourself that you love. You will get to a point where you fully love yourself. Also, surround yourself with positive people. Positivity has just as much of an influence as negativity does. So surround yourself with people who love you for you, and you will start to believe it yourself. Another form of physical self-love is taking care of your body through proper sleep, nourishment, and exercise. Make sure you are getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, and enough of them, and exercising regularly. And finally, having a clean environment can decrease your anxiety because if your environment is clean and welcoming, then your mind will become clean too, in a way. I know that when I keep my room clean and organized, my mind feels better simply because my space is. Now I'll be moving on to emotional self-love. This includes mindfulness, practicing gratitude, focusing on your needs and not your wants, embracing your inner child, and letting your emotions out when they need to be. I have talked about mindfulness and practicing gratitude in my previous episodes, however, let me give a brief overview here. Mindfulness is being aware of the present moment and state of your body without interpretation or judgment, and practicing gratitude can be as simple as writing down three things every day that you are grateful for. These two practices can allow you to either let your emotions out or relax your feelings for a bit. Another important thing for emotional self-love is focusing on your needs rather than your wants. It is natural for us to want to do things that make us feel good or make us happy, but sometimes it's more important to focus on things that you need to do that will allow you to stay focused on your goals and stay healthy and happy. This will also help you to complete that mental checklist or to-do list that you've had for a while, easing some anxiety that may have come from that. Also, embracing your inner child is great for practicing emotional self-love. Whether it's grabbing a coloring book and coloring, drawing, writing stories, or doing things that you may have done in your childhood, this can increase your happiness and ease your anxiety. For example, I was playing outside with a group of younger kids a few weeks ago, and they asked me if I wanted to play jump rope. Of course, I said yes, so I played jump rope with them, and it honestly was the highlight of my week because I felt like a kid again. And when I was a kid, it was a time when I didn't have a whole lot of anxiety and I was just enjoying life to the fullest. And finally, I want you to allow yourself to feel things and let your emotions out. Let yourself laugh when you're happy or cry when you're sad. We all have emotions and we need to let ourselves express them from time to time instead of keeping them bottled up inside. The next kind of self-love is mental and intellectual self-love. This may include things like reading, researching, taking brain breaks, relaxing, and disconnecting from social media. Reading and researching allows us to disconnect from our own lives and delve into other stories and realities, increasing our knowledge and understanding. Also, taking brain breaks is very important. It is so easy to get burnt out fast when we focus on one thing or have anxiety symptoms for too long. I know this feeling all too well because I burn myself out all the time. I'll be doing homework for hours without giving myself a break, and by the end of it, I can't even do my work properly because my brain just seems like it isn't working anymore. So I've been working breaks into my schedule around every 2 hours so that I don't get burnt out as easily. Another form of mental self-love is relaxing. I don't just mean relaxing as in sleeping, but by doing the things you love, such as activities or hobbies that bring you joy and relax you. And finally, try your best to disconnect from social media once in a while. Social media can drain you and fry your brain, so it's good to take social media breaks when you start to feel like that. Next is social self-love. Social self-love can mean spending time with friends and family, setting boundaries between your professional life and personal life, or getting outside. If you are a social person and feel loved and comfortable around loved ones, then treat yourself to that. I know that my family makes me feel so much better when I'm around them, so I try to go home as often as I can to see my family because I know that it makes me feel good. Also, setting boundaries between your professional life and personal life is essential for loving yourself and overcoming anxiety. Work or school and home are two very different settings. What you experienced at work or school does not always need to make its way home with you. Finally, get outside, meet new people, smell some fresh air, and socialize if that is something that you're comfortable with. The last kind of self-love that I will be talking about is spiritual self-love. Spiritual self-love can be practiced through meditation, moving without restriction, and other things. Meditation is a set of techniques that is intended to encourage a greater state of awareness and focused attention. This will allow you to become more connected to yourself and your surroundings. Also, moving without restriction is great for releasing some energy and anxiety that may be overwhelming you. There are a couple other practices of self-love I want to mention, one being celebrating small wins. Be proud of yourself for small accomplishments, no matter what they are or how small they may seem. Some small wins to celebrate may be something as simple as taking your dog for a walk, brushing your teeth, making your bed, spending a few hours with a friend, or other things like that. Another practice of self-love is creating a no list. The things on this list are going to be things that you don't like or no longer want to do. For example, I told myself that I wanted to stop worrying about other people's lives and start focusing on my own. Since then, I have had more time for myself and I have had so much less anxiety by not worrying about other people. The last practice I will be talking about today is just being kind to yourself. I learned that it helps to recognize that you are not perfect and life isn't perfect, so you will have bad days, but don't let them discourage you or bring all of your other perfectly happy days down with them. Give yourself a pat on the back, affirm yourself, and know that you are deserving of all good things coming your way. I had never thought that self-love had anything to do with anxiety until I started to practice it. I have only recently started practicing self-love when I recognized that my anxiety was coming from a place of fear of the future, self-deprecating thoughts about myself and my capabilities, and overall hatred towards myself. I would always put myself down and feel like I wasn't good enough, but I learned that I am the only person who can truly make myself happy. So I started practicing self-love with some of the practices that I have previously mentioned. It has helped me ease some of my anxiety tremendously because I now have more confidence and pride in myself, and you can too. Today, I talked about what self-love is, how it can help us overcome our anxiety, why it's important, and different ways to practice it. Through practicing self-love, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, social, spiritual, or all of the above, you can start overcoming your anxiety and loving yourself. In the next episode, I will be providing some mantras that will help to ease your mind and decrease anxiety, so stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cultivating Calm, and I'll see you next time.